with you. Therefore, I have a certain feeling of insecurity being now too severe and now too indulgent. This after all is not so strange, for you are an epitome of every possibility, and so at one time I can see in you the possibility of perdition, another of salvation. Every mood, every thought, good or bad, cheerful or sad, you pursue to its utmost limit, yet in such a way that this comes to pass in abstracto rather than concreto, in such a way that this pursuit itself is little more than a mood from which nothing results but a knowledge of it, not even so much that the next time it becomes harder or easier for you to indulge in the same mood, but you constantly retain a possibility of it. Hence one can reproach you almost for everything for nothing, because it is and it is not chargeable to you. According to circumstances, you acknowledge that you have had such a mood, but you are inaccessible to any calculation. What you care about is to have had the mood completely and pathetically too. With you, therefore, I have a certain feeling of insecurity being now too severe and now too indulgent. This, after all, is not so strange, for you are an epitome of every possibility, and so at one time I can see in you the possibility of perdition, at another of salvation. Every mood, every thought, good or bad, cheerful or sad, you pursue to its utmost limit, yet in such a way that this comes to pass in abstracto rather than concreto. In such a way that this pursuit itself is little more than a mood from which nothing results but a knowledge of it, not even so much that the next time it becomes harder or easier for you to indulge in the same mood, for you constantly retain the possibility of it. Hence one can approach you almost for everything and for nothing, because it is and is not chargeable to you. Over. Hence one can reproach you almost for everything and for nothing, because it is and is not chargeable to you. With you, therefore, I have a certain feeling of insecurity being now too severe and now too indulgent. Hence one can reproach you almost for everything and for nothing, because it is and is not chargeable to you. According to circumstances, every mood, every thought, good or bad, cheerful or sad, in such a way that this pursuit itself is little more than a mood from which nothing results but a knowledge of it. For you constantly retain the impossibility of everything and nothing, because it is and is not in such a way that this pursuit is little more than a mood from which nothing results but a knowledge of it. For you an epitome of every possibility, and so at one time I can see in you the possibility of good or bad, cheerful or sad, in abstracto rather than creato, nothing results but a knowledge of it, not even so much because it is and is not chargeable to you. To any calculation,
calculation,
what you feel.
You're inaccessible to any calculations. What you care about is to have had the mood completely and pathetically true.
Completely and
completely and
pathetically true.